On the shore of Caroga Lake, the former Sherman's Amusement Park property features a rusting Ferris wheel, a carousel, and a dance hall. It was a summer destination for decades until increased competition and tougher economic times of the 70s and 80s. After changing hands, it ended up under the ownership of George Abdella in 1989. But in recent years, it has struggled and mostly remained shuttered. In December, Abdella donated the property to the town in a document signed by the town's supervisor. Under the donation agreement, the town must operate a public beach on the lakefront property. It must also preserve the property's structures and allow the former owner access to the parcel's sewer system. The town hopes to use the property for weddings and functions. But this arrangement was disputed by a group of concerned citizens who eventually submitted their own recommendations to the town board. In March, the town gave final approval to the original donation agreement. Weeks later, a petition was filed calling for a referendum on the deal. Now, a group of 42 citizens has filed a lawsuit against the town and Fulton County Supreme Court to rescind the original agreement. Barbara Lee, an attorney representing the group and a former member of the committee that had submitted recommendations to the town board, says the lawsuit alleges town supervisor Ralph Attuzzo did not have the authority to accept the original donation agreement.
We also alleged that the town supervisor and the town council members acted in an arbitrary and capricious manner in that they accepted that donation with knowing little or nothing about what they were getting and without knowing much of anything at all about the ramifications of the acceptance of this property to the town and the townspeople.
Reached by telephone Wednesday, Attuzzo said he had not seen the petition and would not speak on tape. The state comptroller's office confirmed to WAMC that it was auditing the town of Caroga. In addition, the Adirondack Park Agency sent a letter to Attuzzo and Abdella claiming that the portion of land donated contains wetlands and was donated without a proper permit. Attuzzo stated that he had not seen the letter but planned to meet with the APA over the issue. The APA said it couldn't comment on a pending matter. Abdella said he had sent a response to the APA Wednesday morning.
Told him I'd be happy to meet with him. I'd like to see the section of law that they're referring to.
Abdella says the donation was conducted properly and that the original agreement was drawn up by the County Planning Commission. He said the controversy surrounding the donation among town residents is unexplainable.
It's hard to imagine that people can do something against the interests of the town, but they must have an agenda of some kind.
Lee says the community members are not against the donation itself, but rather the potential ramifications of the agreement.
If they decided to vote to rescind their own resolution and start from square one, I think that that would make things much easier.
In May, the Caroga Town Board will have the opportunity to set a date for the referendum called for by petitioners. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.